The reason why God forbids adultery in the seventh commandment is because in the first commandment, he forbids us from having any other gods before him. You see, God made us for two types of monogamy. First, for spiritual monogamy with the one true God. And he made marriage as a reflection of the spiritual union that is supposed to exist between us and him. And for that reason, marriage is monogamous. Marriage is our divinely created opportunity to learn to love the very same way that God himself loves. It is our opportunity to bind ourselves for life the same way God binds himself for eternity with an oath toward us. It is our opportunity to love one who corresponds to us as the image of God, the same way that God loves us who correspond to him as the image of God. And it is also our opportunity to love first, to love unmeritedly and even undeservedly, the same way that God loves us. And it is our opportunity to love someone who in many ways is a mystery and a wonder to us, someone who is not only another person, but another sex. In this way, we get to learn to love the way God himself loves. This is what it means for us to be God's images, to be his sons and daughters, for us to become more and more like him in his character. It is for these reasons that sex is designed for marriage and marriage alone, as a commitment between one man, one woman for life, because it reflects so much of the character of God and of the blessings of God. That's why it's such a high privilege. And that is what is being lost any time we deviate from marriage the way God created it. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.